Man, he made this day.
Yes, he did.
That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Praise God. Mm-hmm. See, we had a good Sunday school lesson this morning. Mm-hmm. Grateful.
Amen. Amen.
Grateful.
Yes, sir.
Being thankful.
Amen.
Coming back to give thanks.
Amen.
God. Woo.
Amen. Yes.
Wonderful lesson we had before.
Yeah, you got it.
Glory to God. And now we're ready to just lift up the name of Jesus and give him thanks for all that he's done. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Well, I see nobody else don't feel a song, so okay. I feel a song coming on. I feel a song coming on. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I love to sing your praises.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad you're in my life.
Please.
I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to sail the way from the earth to the cross. I'll let you pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, I'll get you paid. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Amen. Amen.
I lift your name on high.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He did all that, y'all.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen.
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 We owe him praise. We owe him glory. We owe him honor.
Amen.
Yes, we do.
Thank you, Lord.
That he has done.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord. Glory to God on the highest.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Lord.
The mighty God, the everlasting Father.
Yes,
Lord. Yes. Has kept us yet another week.
Yes, amen. Yes,
yes, Lord.
And this is another day that he has made.
Yes, Lord.
And we'll be rejoicing and be glad that we're in the day.
Yes, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Day 185th.
Yes.
185th day of the year.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
And we are still here.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody ought to be giving us some praise right now.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
As we last seen one another.
Thank you, Jesus.
Many had left the scene.
Yes.
Yep.
But we are still here.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. And we're glad that we are able to give God some glory,
yes,
give him some praise, God. That's what we were made to do.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we
hallelujah.
Find him
thank you, Jesus.
On this wonderful day.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. It's a wonderful day because we're here.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a wonderful day because God made it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So every day is a good day.
Yes,
man, that's right.
There ain't no such thing as a bad day.
Amen.
Amen.
We might be bad in the day, but the day is good.
Good.
Amen. 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 So we're glad that God has allowed us to see one another by way of Zoom. And to talk to one another by way of Zoom.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we glorify his holy name.
Yes,
praise God. Hallelujah. So we magnify the name of the Lord.
Yes.
I praise that too much.
Yes. Because
we are slack and slow in our praise.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. We're quick in our complaints and slow in our praise.
Yes. That's right.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So we need to praise God even the more.
Thank you.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth.
Amen.
Those shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
Amen.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Magnify the Lord with me.
Yes, Lord.
And exalt his name together.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
In his holy house. Let him, all the earth keeps out before him. Amen.
Yeah,
I was glad. I don't know about you, but I was glad.
Hallelujah.
Into the house of the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I stand within the gates of Jerusalem. Praise God. So we're glad to be a part of the service one more time.
One more time.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you.
And
pray to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
At this time, we will open prayer.
Who
you? Met you.
Yeah.
Who?
Prayer.
You.
Me. Dear Lord, we thank you, Lord, yes, for God. Another day that mm-hmm. you had kept us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for being God Almighty. Yes, we thank God for each and every mm-hmm. one here in the present, in your hearing today, Lord. We ask you to bless in the service in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Bless our pastor, Lord.
Bless
each member, Lord. We're calling on your mighty name to do great things because we know you are God and you're the great God. We thank you, Lord. Help us throughout this day, Lord. Keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And Lord, help us to keep our minds steadfast on you.
Yes, Lord.
All about us, you know every situation. We ask you to meet us. You say you'll never leave nor forsake us. And we know your word is true because you do not lie. The blessing this service, Lord, according to thy will, we pray.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. So we are glad that we are here to carry out the service. This being the first Sunday, it's also our Holy Communion Day.
Yes.
All right. So we'll go into that service at this point. The day that the Passover had to be killed, Jesus said to his disciples, Peter and John, to go and prepare the place that we eat the Passover with my disciples. And they said, Master, where shall we go? He said, as you enter into the city, you will meet a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow that man into the house that he entered in. And when you enter into the house, say to the good man of the household, where is the guest chamber where the master may eat the Passover with his disciples? And he'll show you a large upper room.
Mm-hmm.
There, make ready. And they went as the master had instructed them and found the man at the entrance to the city, bearing a pitcher of water. And they followed him into the house that he went into and asked for the guest chamber. Mm-hmm. There he showed them the guest chamber that was already furnished. And so we are not in the upper room at this point. but we are in Christ.
Amen.
And we come here to bless his name and remember what he done for us.
Amen.
And remember that he died for our sin.
Yes.
We come here for that purpose today, to remember what Jesus did and for us. He put our sins on him who had no sin and gave his life that we might have a life right to the tree of life.
Amen.
So at this point, I say, let's make ready to partake of the Lord's body and drink of his righteous blood.
Amen.
And everybody's got their elements together.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So after they made ready to pass over, the evening came. And when the hour came that the Passover had to be killed, Jesus and his 12 disciples sit down around the table. And they began to say to them, with great desire I have to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I not eat again to become new in my Father's kingdom. And at that time he took the bread and he broke it. He said, take this. This is my body broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise, he took the cup and lifting it up, he offered prayer. And he handed it to his disciples, saying, this is my blood for the New Testament, shed for you for the remission of sin. Here, drink this, all of it. And as often as you do eat and drink from my body, you show forth my suffering and my dying till I should come again. Apostle Paul picked up on it and said, if any man is to eat and to drink of the Lord's body and his blood, let him first examine himself.
Yes.
In other words, he's telling you to check yourself out. And see if you've been remained unspotted amongst the world. Examine yourself. Don't examine me, but yourself. Nobody else can do it but you. You're the only one can examine yourself.
Amen.
So he said, examine yourself and see if you're worthy to partake of the Lord's body and drink of his blood. But they said, if you do eat and do drink unworthy, do eat and drink damnation to you own soul, and you're guilty of his blood. Jesus took sin for us. And we believe that he's done that for us. And we can make that right that when we go in prayer, we can talk to the master and tell him exactly what we want him to do for us. So that when we eat and when we drink, we won't be eating and drinking damnation into our souls. But we'll be able to eat and drink with no condemnation.
Yes.
And be a part of his body and his blood. And his resurrection, and his dying and his resurrection, so that we won't have to do that anymore. Paul said, for this reason, many of us are sickly and sleeping amongst us. So let us go in prayer. As we pray, ask God's blessing upon the elements that you have. The bread representing the body, the juice representing the blood. Though right now it's just the natural. When we pray, we're going to ask God to change it from its natural state to the spiritual state that is intended, so that the bread that you eat would indeed be the blood, the body of Jesus. The blood, the juice that you drink will be the blood of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Spiritually, it would have changed. Physically, it looks the same. Just like with us. We look the same way we did before we got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nothing changed about us physically. The change was on the inside.
Man.
The human, the spiritual man. That's the one that would inherit eternal life. But this time, Catherine, one of you out there, please lift us up in prayer and ask God's blessing upon this body and blood.
Father, we thank you for all your blessings and for all that you've done for us all. God, we just give you praise and glory for all things.
Yes, Lord.
God, we ask in Jesus' name that thou will have mercy upon us right now.
Have mercy, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
All our sins and all our righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
For Jesus. God, we thank you for this part of your sins.
Thank you, Lord.
My Lord.
And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Have mercy.
Have mercy, Lord.
Natural elements in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And God, let us bless us, God, as we take part in this.
Yes, Lord.
Not only in this body, but as you all over the world, but as you hope in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for this.
Thank you, Lord.
It's glorifying. In Jesus' name, we ask this, God. Amen. Amen.
Man.
This is the body.
Amen.
The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us eat it and drink eat it together.
Okay.
This is the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Shed for you for the remission of sin. Drink all of it.
Thank
you. Mm-hmm. Let's drink together.
Amen.
Amen.
Cup of being in it. Jesus rose from the table, took a towel and girded himself, put water into a basin, and knelt down began to wash his disciples' feet. As he came to Peter, Peter asked the question, Lord, Master, would I wash my feet also? And Jesus said, Peter, what I do now? Do not. But hereafter you shall know. Peter said, thou shalt never wash my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said unto him, Peter, if I wash thee not, you have no part with me.
My Lord.
Peter, not understanding what the purpose of washing the feet was, he was thinking the worldly way that it was done in that day. The master never weighed on the servant. The servant always weighed on the master.
Mm-hmm.
And it was considered to be a dishonor for the master to wash the servant's feet. And for that reason, Peter thought he was doing Jesus honor mm-hmm. by refusing to wash his feet. But Jesus is trying to teach him a lesson in humbleness.
Hallelujah.
That you don't get no humble than and no lower than the person's feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you're willing to do that, then you can show your humbleness that you don't think too much of yourself.
Amen.
Someone else. You have them up. To look down on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so Peter may have thought about a whole lot of things on that day, and all that experience he had with the master.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to have a part with him. And so he said, wash my hand, wash my feet, wash whatever you want to wash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, God, he was willing and didn't want to be left out when Jesus comes again. You got to be a part of the master who could do all things. And when they've done that, you wash people's feet. When they're completed the feet washing, prepare and sit amongst them. And they note what I've done unto you. You call me Lord and Master, and you say, well, for I am, if I then your Master and Lord, as I myself have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. So I have given you an example that you should do as I have done unto you.
Yeah.
We know that examples are set up for one to follow when they don't know what you're doing. You can follow the example and get the project finished and completed like where it ought to be. And so he has given us the example how to get to heaven. We've never been there, but Jesus came from heaven.
Yes,
man.
He knew how to get back.
Uh-huh.
And then he said, I am the way, truth, and the life. No man can come into the Father except it comes by me. And so I'll put it this way. The old used to be an old ancient slogan that used to have. It says, it's better to have insurance and not need it.
That's right.
Than to need it and then don't have it.
Amen.
We're the same, Pastor. I'd rather wash them by the feet and not have to have done it than to get to the judgment day and find out I had to wash and didn't wash.
Amen.
Then.
Yeah.
So let us do that the first opportunity we get to have a tenant service where that's going on. So we should do that, and that we won't lose out our part with the master.
Amen.
God bless you. When he's done that, he sung a song and went out into the Mount of Olives. Okay. We're not going to sing at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to go to the Mount of Olives at this time. We're going to go into our word for today. And that's found in the book of Philippians. Begin at verse 8. Philippians chapter 4. Verse 8.
Amen.
Chapter 4, verse 8.
Amen.
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 Ready?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we in Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good, report. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Tell somebody you got to learn.
You got to learn.
Life is full of lessons.
Mm-hmm.
From the moment you enter the earth to the day you leave the earth,
mm-hmm.
there are lessons to be learned.
Yes.
And blessings to receive.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us have missed out on our blessings because we refuse to learn the lesson.
Hello.
We've been going through this and going through that over and over again. And because we don't want to do what the instructions tell us.
Mm-hmm.
We miss out on the lessons that come from obeying the instructions. It's like we just said, examples that are set forth in for us in life.
Mm-hmm.
We fail to follow them.
Mm-hmm.
Because we say I got a better way.
Mm.
I want you to know this day, there's nothing better than the word of God.
Amen.
There has never been, and there will never will be.
That's true.
Anything on this earth,
mm-hmm.
in this world, in earth or in heaven, that is better than the word of God.
Yes.
Amen.
The word of God is all powerful.
Yes.
And all knowing and all wise.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you need to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Okay. The reason we continue to go over and over again because we haven't learned.
Mm-hmm.
The lesson that's being taught. We not learn what God has said. We heard it.
Yes.
And then the right ear went straight across to the left ear and came out.
Amen.
It didn't go up to the brain.
All right now.
To register there. Neither did it go to the heart.
Uh-huh.
To the root there.
Uh-huh.
It just went in and out. Because then the same problem comes up again. We missed out again.
Amen.
Again and again.
My Lord. Again.
We act the same way every time.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
We don't bring back a change.
Mm-mm.
But when you have learned, you get a change taking place.
Yes.
And you have received the lesson.
Yes.
That's been taught in the message. You will bring about a change.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is saying that somebody amongst us failed to learn the lesson. Somebody said, I learned how to be holy. I learned how to live right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You got to learn these things.
Yes.
And when you learn it, you know better.
Amen.
Somebody said, when you know better, you do better.
Amen.
You don't know it until you learn it.
That's true.
When you came into this world, you started learning. And especially these young people now in this new generation, seem like they come out of the womb learning. That took us months and years to learn.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Know how to work these electronic gadgets?
Yes.
And been to school not one day.
Yeah.
Know how to work the electronic gadgets?
Yeah,
ain't no 1 year old.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah, that's right.
And so it's because they learn. And we who are elderly, we haven't learned it yet.
It's so fast.
Ready to learn, Pastor.
We know too much. We're going to mess something up.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's there for you to learn and explore.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And learn, and as you explore, you will learn.
That's right.
Okay. We got to put things in action. Put the word into action. And when we put the word into action, then we will be able to learn what God has said for us to do. Okay, so let us learn what the word is saying to us. Don't just read it, but learn it.
That's right.
Commit it to memory. Commit it to your heart and to your mind.
Yes, mm-hmm.
And so when situations come up, the first thing will pop up and you will be the word.
Amen.
And then you will be seeking the Lord first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And as you seek him first, he will then give you the victory.
Amen.
In every situation, in every way. Continue to learn from the word of God.
Amen.
And because it doesn't show up the way you think it ought to show up, does not mean it didn't work.
Amen.
It worked, you just missed it.
Yes.
It didn't come the way you wanted to come.
That's right.
So you missed out on it.
Amen.
That's true.
So you got to honor your commitment you made to the Lord. Song that we used to sing, any way you bless me, Lord. And the rest that was,
I'll be satisfied.
Okay? And then when the Lord bless you in a way that you don't want, you go complaining.
Yeah, that's right.
But you just said, I'll be satisfied. If you're satisfied, you won't complain.
Amen.
If you're satisfied, you will give God some praise.
Yes.
If you're satisfied, you'll give him the victory.
Yes, sir.
Find that he is your heavenly Father, and he will never, ever disappoint you or leave you or cast you aside. He will bless you with the blessing stand that you desire to have and to stand in need of.
Yes,
you
sir.
Got to learn.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So learn what the Lord is saying to you.
Amen.
Ezekiel put it this way, hear ye the word of the Lord. What Ezekiel saying? Learn what the Lord is saying. Okay. You don't have to tell you every day.
Mm-mm.
If you learn it, everything's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
If you learn the word, God's going to make it work out for you.
Yes, he will.
If you learn the word.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to learn the word so you can apply the word. You can't apply if you don't know what it is.
That's true.
You can't use that word if you haven't heard the word.
Yes, sir.
You can learn what God is saying.
Yeah.
We'll say again to you, learn the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Paul said, rejoice in the Lord always. Learn how to rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. When we ask you to give God some praise, give it to the word of God said.
Amen.
And he said, make a what?
Joyful
noise.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
Noise is loud.
Hallelujah. Yeah. That's right.
If it ain't loud, it is not no noise.
Amen.
Learn how to rejoice. When always.
Always.
Amen.
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 There is no time when that you have that you should not be able to rejoice in it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Did not God say in all your ways? Acknowledge
him.
Acknowledge him.
He'll give you desire of your heart.
Yes.
And he also said in everything.
Give thanks.
Yes.
Full of God.
Okay. Now he didn't say for everything.
Mm-hmm.
He said in everything.
Did it, Pastor.
Okay, so that means that in the situation that you're in, give God some rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
Give him some praise. Give him some thanks. Okay. And the situation is because it could be worse.
Amen. Yeah,
that's right.
Okay. Anything you're going through could and can be worse.
Amen. Amen.
So focus on the positive.
Mm-hmm.
And give God thanks always.
Yes.
And he repeated and said again, I say, rejoice.
Rejoice.
This is the fourth chapter of Philippians.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the fourth verse. The fifth verse says, let your moderation be known unto God, unto all men.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is at hand.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So learn how to let people know that God, your alliance is to God.
Mm-hmm.
You rely on him. You believe him.
Amen.
Okay. Instead of running this one down and running that one down, talk about the Lord.
Amen.
Your moderation is unto him.
Amen.
And know that God is where? At hand. He's right there in our presence.
Yes.
Okay. Learn that.
Amen.
You are never alone. Learn that. God is always with you.
Yes, he is.
He's with you.
Okay.
He's in you.
He's
around you.
Yes.
He's under you. He's above you.
Mm-hmm.
You know well that he does not exist. God is infinite.
Yes, he is.
He exists everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Be careful for nothing.
Amen.
Learn not to worry about anything.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody's worrying about something now.
All right.
Okay. And God will tell you, learn how to not worry about anything.
Amen.
That's right.
Worry is not going to help it.
Amen.
That's right.
Worry is going to make it worse.
That's right.
Okay. So don't worry about nothing but what?
In everything.
In the Lord always. The Bible said, don't wait for the battle to be over.
Over. Shout now.
But you can shout now while you're in the midst of the problem.
Amen.
Amen.
Shout for your victory.
Mm-hmm.
Shout for your praise.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Shout and praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to go through the day rejoicing.
Amen.
And then you've got a God.
Hallelujah.
Don't Amen. Keep going about acting like you ain't got no God.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't be going around crying and moaning like you ain't got no hope.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord. Learn to put that hope in you.
Learn
so that you can be delivered.
Amen. Yes, yes.
Learn.
Man.
Everything will work out for you.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Not the way you may think it ought to work out. But according to the will of God.
Amen.
For his will must be done.
Amen.
So learn. If you don't learn nothing out today, but learn. You learn enough.
Amen.
Hey God, you need to know that I need to learn what Jesus said about this situation. I know that I need to learn how he told me to act in this situation. I need to learn that he is my everything.
Yes, sir.
He's my hope, my joy, my peace, my
everything.
Deliverance, my victory. He is my everything.
Amen.
Then he tells us, don't worry about nothing, but in everything, you need to learn to put it in prayer.
Amen.
Right.
And be willing to wait for it to go come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You need to do it by giving thanksgiving.
Amen.
And let your request be known unto God.
My Lord.
We have not.
Oh, we
have. Because
we don't ask for it.
Amen.
We think that God already know what I want. God already know what I need.
Yes.
I remember the scripture that said, ask. And it shall be what?
Given.
Amen.
So you didn't ask. You didn't give. Learn that. If I don't ask God, I won't get it.
Amen.
I got to ask him.
Got
he gave you a mouth so you can talk to him.
Amen.
That's right.
Learn to use that mouth.
Amen.
To talk to God.
Yes, sir.
And not talk to one another about another one another.
Amen.
Your mouth is there to praise God, not to run people down.
Amen.
Your mouth is there to lift people up, not to pull them down.
Amen.
Your mouth is there to speak joy, peace, and happiness, hope, and deliverance, and victory, and everything else that good go along with it.
Yeah.
Your mouth is there to lift God up. Your mouth is there to talk about the blood, not losing power.
My Lord,
that blood that was shed for me.
Everything all right for me.
Amen.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
And I know that God is.
He is
what he said he'll be.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Never fail.
Teach it.
Amen.
So it says, in everything, all supplications of thanksgiving. Let your request be known unto God, and learn that the peace of God
passes
all understanding.
And
shall keep your heart and your mind.
Yes.
Through Christ. You need to know that.
Amen.
And the only way to know is to learn it.
Amen. That's right.
Not just calling words. But learn them. And then you haven't learned to remember if you're not doing it. When you learn it, you do it. It brings back the pain.
Amen. It's true.
Okay. So it says, finally, my brother, whatever things I prove. Whatever things are of honesty for, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue,
yes, sir,
and if there be any praise,
yes,
think on these things.
These things, yes.
So you're supposed to think on those things I just told you about.
Amen.
Not other things.
Amen.
If you got a problem, think about those things. Whatever things are good, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, and what other things are lovely, and what other things are good and a good report. Those are the things that you want to think on. Not those things that's going to pull you down.
Amen.
But think on those things that's going to lift you up.
Amen. That's right.
Well, focus on the positive in life.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
You got a billion positive going on in your life, and you about to go crazy over one negative.
Preach it, Pastor. Preach it.
Learn to let to know that, like Joe said, I got to suffer the good with the bad.
Yes,
yes,
sir. I just can't have it all good all the time.
Amen.
I got to go through with something as well.
Yeah.
That night verse says, these things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen the name, do it. Okay. And God, the God of peace, shall be with you. All the positive that you've seen going on. That's what you're supposed to be doing. All the good that God has told you about. In his word.
Amen.
That's because what you're going to be doing and talking about. Okay. In bad new situation, talk about how God can deliver.
Amen.
Amen.
Keep looking to the hills and which come of your help, knowing it comes from the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly. And now at last your care of me has flourished. Again, wherein you were also careful. But you lack opportunity. But it says that I speak and respect the wrong. For I have learned.
Yes.
Paul didn't say this is automatic put in me. He didn't say God gave it to me.
Amen.
He said, I learned. We need to learn.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. We have learned in whatsoever state. That I am therewith how to be content. You got to learn to be content.
Amen.
It don't just come.
That's right.
And jump on you.
Amen.
Amen.
Put before you and you got to learn it.
That's right.
You stop saying I can't help from worrying.
That's right.
Yes, you can. You got to learn how to stop worrying.
Amen.
This is what Paul's saying. I learned how to be satisfied. In whatever state I find myself.
That's right. That's right.
I learned how to be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how to be low. And I know how to be high.
Amen.
Okay. And everywhere and in all things. No matter where I am, no matter what I'm in.
That's right.
No matter what I'm going through. I learn how to be satisfied. In other words, he's taking up that song that we had a few years ago. I won't complain. Okay. We sang it, but we ain't learned it.
Amen.
We haven't learned it because we're still complaining.
Amen.
Man.
Preach it, Pastor.
You got to learn. And when you learn it, God's glory will shine forth in you.
Mm-hmm.
Let us see the good work and give him the glory for it.
Yes.
He's worthy.
And everywhere and in everything I am instructed. Okay, Paul said, I was taught and I learned it. I instructed both how to be full and I have to be hungry. When I'm full, I learn how to be satisfied.
Uh-huh.
When I'm hungry, I still know how to be satisfied.
Amen.
I'm going to be satisfied in any way, any situation. I'm not going to worry.
Amen.
Not say worry not about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ain't a worry about not being full. I might be hungry today, but he'll give me some food when I need it.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah. My stomach say I need it now, but God knows when I need it.
Amen. Oh. Yeah. Amen.
Okay. So I ain't gonna worry about it. He's gonna make a way because he promised me he would make a way.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
And whatever's going on is going on for my good.
Yes. Amen. Preach it, Pastor.
I'm expecting now. Both to be full and to be hungry.
Uh-huh.
Both to abound and to suffer need. I know how to have plenty.
My Lord.
How to act when I don't have nothing at all.
All right, now.
Paul said this in that 13th verse. Now, would that those of you who have that? We'll read it together. I can
do all things through Christ.
Christ strengthens me.
Who can?
Christ.
I can.
Who can?
I can.
Who can?
I can.
Have you learned it yet? Who can?
I can.
Who can?
I can.
Uh-huh. I can.
I can.
I can learn.
Do.
Do
all
things.
Christ.
Through Christ.
Through Christ.
Christ.
I can't do to nobody else but Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
I can't do no other power but through Christ.
Amen.
I can do all things.
All things.
All things.
Christ is going to give me the strength.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
To do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
I can.
I can.
Do all things.
Do all things.
All things.
Hey, glory be to
Praise
God.
Praise to God. Hallelujah.
He's going to invite you.
Mm-hmm.
Come to him.
Uh-huh.
He said, come unto me, all ye that labor.
Yes,
and I have it in labor.
Amen.
And I will give you rest.
Rest. Rest.
If you are burdened down,
uh-huh.
For the struggles of this world.
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus has invited you to come.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And he will give you rest.
Yes, God.
And when you come to him, he says, now you need to take my yoke upon you.
Yes.
And yes. Learn of me.
Amen.
You got to learn Jesus.
Yes, God.
You got to learn what he's capable of. You got to learn what he will do.
Mm-hmm.
And learn what he won't do.
Yes.
You Amen. Need to learn, for he's like, I'm meek and lowly.
Yes.
No tyrant. I'm a meek person. You got the word, feel me. I
love
you. I'm meek and lowly in heart. And
yes,
he shall find rest until your soul.
Yes.
For my yoke is easy.
Yes,
and
yes,
my burden is light.
Yes,
we have a lot of burden.
Yes.
He's gonna have one,
yes.
And he wants you to take his
amen
and pray in your many burdens.
Take it, back.
Amen.
To him, yes. Learn that I can cast all my care.
That's right,
upon Jesus. You need to learn that.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Learn to cast every problem, every care, every concern, every negative thing, cast it to Jesus. Learn that and don't worry.
Amen.
Cast it to Jesus. It's like the All-State Martha, you're in good hands.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Okay. When you catch the Jesus, no, I'll be in good hands.
I say it straight and learn how to do that.
I didn't learn it today.
Mm-hmm. That's what you got to take time to learn. That girl didn't learn that in one day. She didn't build herself up to stretch and all that.
Okay, learn it.
Yes, yes, God.
Okay. God will work it out for you.
Yes, amen. He will. Amen.
He sure will.
God bless you. Bless you. May heaven smile upon you.
Amen. Good word, Pastor.
Amen.
Good work.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Amen. Glory to God.
Have you learned? Okay, it's an ongoing process.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Amen.
Work in progress.
You know, when you're in school,
yes, sir.
The way you learn stuff, you have to study.
Yes. Yep, that's right.
Okay, that's what you got to do with this, too.
Right. Amen.
God bless you. Never smile at me.
God bless
you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor.
Anybody got a song?
It is, man. Okay. I see y'all next Sunday.
Nobody.
Mother Gibbs? No. What happened? Your song?
I need the every hour.
Don't we need him?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
And one God on the quest.
Shut up.
Oh, shoot. Pastor, I'd like to let the church know that Deacon Wilson will be going into surgery on the 15th at Rick's Hospital.
Yes, for prayer.
Okay. What up? Okay. Let us pray. The gracious and the coming of God, we're so grateful for this hour and this opportunity to call.
Thank you, Lord. Yes,
come down on behalf of Deacon Wilson.
Yes,
scheduled for a surgery.
Bless
him. Removing the situation and covering him, Lord.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray that God, God, the surgical team, that no mistake will be made, but everything will go off as planned by the team. In the name of Jesus, and the surgery will be successful.
Yes,
in Jesus' name we pray. Guide him now, God, and bless him and
have your
keep
way,
him and give him a speedy recovery.
Yes,
in Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you right now
for
an answer and deliverance. In Jesus'
yes,
name,
Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Kick the bishop in prayer.
Amen.
Okay. That is muscle control of his eyes, lids will be restored.
Praise God. Amen.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sister Gloria's daughter.
Got you.
Gloria's daughter in prayer.
Amen. Bless Lord.
Amen. He's able.
Mm-hmm. Sister Kim and brother.
Lord,
thank you.
Amen.
Hi, this is Juanita. How you guys doing today?
Hi, Juanita.
All right.
I just want to ask you guys I trust and believe in God, but I'm just asking for extra support to keep my grandson in prayer. He'll be having surgery July 29th, and he's only 3 years old. So please keep him and his mom in prayer.
Okay.
And keep me in prayer that God continues to release this fluid off my body. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless Lord.
What I like to say, my wife went to the doctor this week, and all of her tests came back very good.
Amen.
And I'm so grateful for the prayer.
Amen.
I thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God be the glory.
Yes, Lord. God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
And please, Johnny McKinley Jr., keep me in your prayers, please. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, God. Hello, this is Mother Dorothy Howell. Will you ask Mr. Mac Lauren to stop by my house and pick up my tithes, please?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Down the line.
Thank you. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you. Y'all have a happy remainder of the fourth.
Yes.
You too, Beth.
Same, Pastor.
Amen.
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 God.
Oh, let me give you the benediction. May the grace of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, bloom, and abide us now for and forevermore. And the people of God say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.